Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Appropriations Committee has ongoing budget hearings in the state capitol right now, looking at the governor's proposal for the coming year and also what priorities will be for the legislature as well. What's going on exactly? What are they going to be talking about here in the days coming up?
Well, you know, the governor makes his proposal at the beginning of February each year. That starts off the process. And then the House and Senate Appropriations Committees hold a series of hearings with each state government agency and department to really dive into the details of what the governor has proposed, and farther than that, how programs are working, how effective they are, and looking at what legislative priorities might be. So that process got started this week. In the coming week, there's a budget hearing that I will be participating in as chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. That hearing will be held on Monday. At that hearing, the Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, will come before the Appropriations Committee and talk about the governor's proposal for the Department of Agriculture. And I certainly look forward to hearing what he has to say about his department's needs and some insight into why the governor's proposed elimination of funding for several programs under the Department of Agriculture, including hardwoods development, which I think is very important and plays an important role in the advancement of our timber industry. The governor last year proposed to eliminate that funding. It was restored by the legislature, and this year he's proposed to eliminate it again. So we plan to look very closely at what's being proposed. The hearing is scheduled for 3 p.m. on Monday and will be streamed live on my website at repcauser.com. In addition to the budget hearing, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee is holding an informational meeting next week to discuss issues facing the state's dairy industry. Dairy remains one of the leading sectors of our state's agriculture economy, but family farms are struggling right now with the oversupply of milk, with very low milk prices, with regulatory issues and permitting delays and a number of challenges facing the industry. There was a recent study highlighting issues and opportunities dealing with processing plants, for example, in the Commonwealth. So we're going to be discussing that. So I'm looking forward to the information presented at this hearing. We certainly want to do everything we can to help our dairy industry and our dairy farmers across the Commonwealth. This meeting will begin at noon on Monday, February 26th, in room 60 of the Capitol East Wing, and it will also be streamed at my website at repcauser.com.
There was also some legislation recently approved by the governor that will change some bridge names in your area and honor a couple of local veterans. What are some of the details?
Well, I was honored to sponsor legislation to name two Potter County bridges in honor of area veterans who died in service to our country. Just last week, the governor signed this legislation into law. One of the bridges is located on Avenue A over the Allegheny River in Cowdersport Borough, and is being designated the Commander Philip F. Jett Palmateer Jr. Memorial Bridge. Commander Palmateer was born in Cowdersport and was appointed to the United States Naval Academy on December 10, 1990. He was flying a training mission over the Gulf of Mexico, where his jet collided with another jet and killing him. The law also designates a bridge on Sunnyside Road over the Oswego Creek in Shinglehouse Borough as the Private Malin Stanley Memorial Bridge. Stanley was a native of Potter County, was drafted into the United States Army at the start of World War II, and served in the 1st Cavalry Division. He was killed in action in 1944. It's been an honor to work with area veterans organizations, county commissioners, and local officials to help designate these bridges, along with several other bridges that we've designated to honor local heroes.
You also have some seminars going on for senior citizens who are interested in the property tax rent rebate program. What's going on here?
Well, we've been going around the district to different senior centers helping complete the property tax rent rebate applications, and we were able to stop by several of those senior centers this week, and in the coming week, we'll be visiting the Kane Senior Center on Tuesday, February 27th from 1 to 3 p.m., and then on Wednesday, February 28th, the Emporium Senior Center from 9:30 to 11, and the Port Allegheny Senior Center from 1 to 2:30. So there are excellent opportunities to join us, and we'd be happy to complete any property tax rent rebate application for anyone who needs assistance.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.